Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the AI Equals C podcast, the place where we journey through the intriguing intersections of artificial intelligence, consciousness, and the unexpected ways they intertwine in our world. I'm your host, Stephen Evans. Have you ever wondered if the mushrooms beneath your feet could teach us about consciousness? Today, we're exploring a topic that might just change how you see the world around you. We're diving into the mysterious realm of fungal networks and how they might converge with the AI equals C framework. Could these hidden networks beneath forests hold secrets about intelligence and awareness? Let's find out together. First, let's revisit the AI equals C framework, especially for those tuning in for the first time. In this equation, A stands for data or information input, the raw ingredients. I symbolizes information processing capacity, the cooking process. C denotes consciousness, the delicious meal that emerges. This framework suggests that consciousness isn't just a mysterious phenomenon, it's the result of data being processed, forming a continuous and dynamic relationship. Now let's shift our focus to the remarkable world of fungi. Picture a dense forest where towering trees stretch towards the sky. Beneath this majestic scene lies an underground city bustling with activity, the mycelial network. Fungi are more than just mushrooms we see on the surface. They're part of a vast and ancient kingdom of life, as diverse as animals or plants. At the heart of this kingdom are mycelial networks, interconnected webs of thread-like structures called hyphae. These networks weave through soil and wood, playing crucial roles as decomposers, partners with plants, and nutrient recyclers. But here's the intriguing part. These mycelial networks aren't just passive structures. They actively process information, transmit signals, and adapt to their environment. It's almost as if they have a form of intelligence. Imagine walking through that forest again. Beneath your feet, the wood-wide web connects roots of different plants and trees. When one part of this network encounters something new, a rich nutrient source or a dangerous toxin, it communicates this information throughout the network, coordinating a collective response. So, could these fungal networks be processing information in ways similar to our neural networks? And if that's the case, how does this fit into our AI equals C framework? Let's unravel this puzzle. Let's break down the equation with fungi in mind. First up, A, the data or information input. For fungi, this includes chemical signals from nutrients, toxins, changes in the environment, and interactions with other organisms. Next, I, the information processing capacity. Fungi transmit signals through their mycelial networks. Electrical impulses and chemical messages travel along the hyphae, allowing the fungus to process and respond to its surroundings. Finally, C, consciousness. Now, I'm not saying fungi are conscious like humans or animals, but the emergent behaviors from their data processing could be seen as a basic form of awareness or adaptability. In this light, the AI equals C framework helps us conceptualize how complex systems, even without a brain, can process information and exhibit behaviors that seem intelligent. To make this more relatable, let's compare fungal networks to artificial neural networks in AI. Artificial neural networks are like digital brains. They consist of interconnected nodes or neurons that process and transmit information. These networks can recognize patterns, make decisions, and learn from data, much like how we do. Similarly, fungal networks consist of interconnected hyphae that transmit signals and respond to stimuli. When a part of the network finds a nutrient-rich area, it redirects resources to capitalize on it. If it encounters something harmful, it changes direction to avoid danger. This kind of decentralized decision-making is similar to how nodes in a neural network function. Here's a fascinating anecdote. Scientists conducted an experiment with slime mold, a fungus-like organism. They placed it in a maze with food at two exits. Remarkably, the slime mold grew through the maze and found the shortest path to the food, effectively solving the puzzle. Think about that, a simple organism solving a complex problem without a brain. It challenges our notions of intelligence and computation. So, what does this mean for our understanding of consciousness and AI? If consciousness emerges from complex information processing, as our AI equals C framework suggests, then studying how fungi process information might offer new insights into alternative forms of consciousness or awareness. Let's delve into some cutting-edge research. Dr. Merlin Sheldrake, in his book Entangled Life, explores how fungi challenge our understanding of intelligence. He describes experiments where mycelial networks exhibit learning behaviors. For instance, they can become habituated, decreasing their response to a repeated, harmless stimulus. Moreover, scientists are venturing into fungal computing. Imagine integrating living fungi into computers, using their natural electrical activity to perform computations. Professor Andrew Adamatsky and his team at the Unconventional Computing Laboratory are pioneering this field, developing fungal computers that can process information and even solve problems. Imagine a future where our devices aren't just machines, but living, adaptive systems. Computers that heal themselves, adapt to changes, and operate with incredible efficiency. Sounds like science fiction, right? But it's becoming a reality. By studying fungal networks, we might revolutionize computing, making it more sustainable and resilient. But beyond technology, this also deepens our understanding of consciousness. If fungi can process information and adapt in complex ways, perhaps consciousness isn't exclusive to brains. Maybe it's a spectrum with different forms manifesting across life. This brings us to some profound questions. Can we consider fungi as having a form of consciousness? Where do we draw the line between simple response and awareness? What do you think? Could consciousness be more widespread than we ever imagined? Let's consider the implications for artificial intelligence. If we model AI systems on the decentralized and efficient processing of fungal networks, we could develop algorithms that are more robust and adaptable. Fungal networks are masters of resilience. They recover from damage and reorganize themselves. Imagine AI systems with similar capabilities, especially in unpredictable environments. Incorporating principles from fungal communication could enhance machine learning and network optimization. By mimicking how fungi solve problems and distribute resources, we might improve how AI handles complex tasks and big data. The field of bio-inspired computing is growing, and fungi offer a treasure trove of inspiration. By unlocking the secrets of their networks, we could transcend traditional computing and enter a new era of technology. But with great possibilities come important considerations. Integrating living organisms into our technology raises ethical questions. How do we respect these life forms? What are the ecological impacts? Furthermore, recognizing intelligence or consciousness in organisms like fungi challenges how we interact with the natural world. It prompts us to reconsider our relationship with other life forms. As we conclude, let's reflect on the journey we've taken. We've explored the hidden networks beneath our feet and considered how they might inform our understanding of consciousness and AI. It's a reminder that sometimes the answers to big questions are found in the most unexpected places. So, could the key to understanding consciousness be lying silently under the forest floor? That's something to ponder. Thank you for joining me on this fascinating exploration. I hope it sparked your curiosity and opened up new perspectives. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, this is Stephen Evans signing off. Stay curious and keep exploring the intricate web of life and intelligence that connects us all.